Well, now we are going to discuss the eighth chapter, that is the future of social media marketing. So we have discussed in detail about the various aspects, the facets of social media, but no discussion on social media can be complete without understanding what lies in the future. So there are a lot of exciting technologies that would provide a structure to social media, that would create an impact on social media users. So it's quite an exciting future that we are about to discuss. Some elements of the future are already, they've already come into the present. They are nascent, you can say infant technologies, which we'll see, which have probably been adopted by a few channels. And of course, they have, a great prospective future. So quite an interesting chapter that we are starting. Let's look at the objectives as we move along. The first objective is to understand what the future is of social media. Now, as you know, social media is a dynamically changing technology. What was popular yesterday is probably getting phased off today. A prominent example is that of Orkut. So Orkut was quite popular in the early 2000s, 2005, 2006. But slowly and steadily, as Facebook gained prominence from 2008, Orkut lost its charm. There are many other, social media channels like StumbleUpon, which have closed. There are many which have started, like the new ones like Snapchat and Instagram, which were not present about 5 or 6 years ago. So the future is pretty exciting. Now, here we are also talking about some supporting technologies like chatbots. We will also speak about, artificial intelligence and how it works, augmented reality. So there are many things which are quite interesting here as the future. They represent the future. So we are going to become aware of the new technologies which will be instrumental in shaping this landscape. So the social media comprises of diverse mix of channels, each having its own share of content, its own diversity, its own way in which it engages the users on their platforms. So we'll see how these technologies are shaping, instrumental in shaping the social media landscape. We will also understand how the mindset of audience dictates the advances in technology. So nothing is possible without the support of the audiences. So the mindset of audiences is also changing. It always, is changing from technologies. The preferences are changing. That's why many of the audiences are termed as fickle by social media channels, because they have a tendency to move towards more robust technologies, more simple mechanisms, as we know. The next thing is to develop focus on specific techniques and tools to manage reputation on social media. So this is also very important. Social media marketing is also synonymous with online reputation management, and it's, as we have seen, a constant endeavor. We have seen in one of our chapters how we need to develop and retain the human touch, how to be sensible as well as sensitive to users. So all these things will be augmented, will be improved with the movement in technology, with the improvement in technology. So the future is a bright one. The future is quite interesting. It's quite intriguing. And let's develop some amount of understanding to help us in our own social media efforts and endeavors. Well, the job of brands and their marketing teams are becoming more challenging and demanding, as we know. Now what's basically happened is the generations are changing. Majority of the social media users fall in the Gen Y and the Gen Z category. So basically people who are born after the 1990s, who've actually seen social media, especially the Generation Z who are born after the 2000s. So they've actually seen social media and the internet, coming into the mainstream. So if you recognize channels like YouTube, channels like Orkut, channels like Facebook started coming on the scene from the early 2000s. So in the infancy itself, people have witnessed the growth of social media Hence, their expectations have increased, making this particular platform more challenging and demanding. Another reason that these channels are becoming challenging and demanding is because the ever-growing competition, channels competing against each other for space, for audience, target audience. They also want to ensure that they have a superior technology backing them up. So therefore, it's becoming extremely challenging. One of the most critical aspects that brands need to be mindful about is the anticipation of changes that are set to occur in the coming future. So nobody is can say that, okay, we are right now safe. As we have seen in the examples, several management examples talk about Nokia, about Kodak, and how complacency has actually brought the downfall of these giants. So no brand today, including Facebook, including LinkedIn and Twitter, can remain complacent. So each brand has to take their own share of risks. They have to take their own share of investments in infrastructure and create a secure as well as an interesting future for their own brands, as well as the audiences that look forward to interacting and getting engaged on them. As we understand, the social networking phenomenon has emerged and evolved rapidly over the past few years. In fact, an interesting case is that when I wrote the first version of social media for Wellinkers in the year 2013, we were looking at a period of about 7 to 8 years till we refresh the version. But based on audience inputs, based on the changes, based on obsolescence of certain channels, we were compelled to refresh the version in 2018. So within 5 years, you have seen a new book on social media, and that's how rapidly social media platforms are evolving. While writing the first version, there was no WhatsApp. Instagram was pretty new or non in its infancy. So many channels have evolved in these particular 5 years. Channels like StumbleUpon and a few other channels have completely closed down as well. So evolution is happening rapidly. Supporting technology, not just the marketing one, but also technology which makes life simple. Interaction technology is also improving and evolving as we move along. So today we can observe a phenomenal increment on the dependence of technology for all sorts of marketing efforts. So the intention of this chapter, as by now you must have understood, is to be updated as conscious users of social media, and also many of you who might be employees in a brand or a brand your own self. So you might be interested in using some of these modern or contemporary technologies or cutting edge technologies. So it's always, at least from the context or perspective of the World Wide Web, the internet and social media channels, to be updated with the latest concepts and trends and what exciting technology is going to be a part of. So to stay abreast, I would say, for this particular, from this particular context, is very important for us. So brands also need to introspect how these changes can be incorporated into the very product or service offering. So nowadays there are companies which are offering the use of chatbots. Some of the social media channels are being leveraged to use augmented reality, which we'll see, and a few other elements which are really interesting, and they add another complete dimension of engagement. Now, as I've just spoken, about just made a brief mention about chatbots. So the next few slides we are going to dedicate for a detailed discussion to develop awareness of the chatbot technology. So for brands to be consistently successful, they basically need to adapt to the emerging technology. A very generic sentence which is repeated quite a few times, but this is brought to life by the concept of the chatbot technology. So in its basic form, a bot is any software that performs an automated task. As you can see, we are all aware of Autobots as well as robots. So these are, the software versions which perform automated tasks and is capable of having a dialogue with an online. So it has some form of artificial intelligence which is fused into its programming, and it is making most of the use. So certain messenger applications, certain automated chat applications are beautiful and live examples of this technology, which is now seamlessly merging with the mainstream internet, the World Wide Web, as well as the social media channels. So chatbot is also known as a talkbot. So there are various names given: a chatterbox, a bot, an IM bot, an interactive agent, or an artificial conversational entity. So these are the names given to a chatbot. Okay, as I had mentioned previously, it functions on an AI base. Some of the coding involves artificial intelligence and understanding of how human nature works. So it provides you with ease with your queries. Now, many of you might have interacted also with these chatbots. How may I help you? I am just a chat away. Our brand offers you with these chat based support. So these are where many a times it seems as if a human being is controlling, but most of the times it's an AI or an artificial intelligence based support. We've had several versions of the chatbot before, like in the process of the IVR. So many of us know about the IVR technology in the contact centers, which is, a virtual kind of interaction. So press so-and-so if you want to speak in English. Press so-and-so if you want to speak in Hindi. After pressing this, you will be directed to this. So if you are a current account user, press so-and-so. If you are a savings, so all the manual effort that was required one time has been actually replaced by the IVR. A few years later, this is going to be more advanced, in which these IVR technologies will also help you troubleshoot the entire problem without human presence. So similar thing is the artificial conversational entity or the chatbots. So it's basically an artificial intelligence based, as I mentioned, application or a computer program which conducts a conversation through text or auditory methods. So even IVR method or auditory method is being presented to support the users. We regularly come across virtual assistants such as Amazon Alexa. So we know about Alexa. We know about Google assistants, which are there in our smartphones, which are good examples of chatbots. So based on our vocal interactions with them, they will either play some song, they will perform some command, or they will even file for a ticket if there is some grievance in the customer purchasing process. So there are many things of a support, a real-time support, which are provided on an interactive basis by these chatbots. So as I said, the future comprises of what is very fresh today and what it is going to be tomorrow. So this is not a kind of imaginary technology. It is already there. It is being used by a few channels, if not all. From the context of social media channels, we can associate chatbots. We can understand the working through apps such as the Messenger, which we constantly use. So I believe the majority of us use Messenger either in the full version or the light version that is there. So that is nothing but a kind of a chatbot. Also, example might be a WeChat, which is a prominent example. So chatbots, they basically make use of AI, artificial learning, and a programming process called as deep learning. So deep learning basically is a machine learning which happens where our computers, our technologies are becoming more human. They are learning the tendencies, the psyches of human beings, and are becoming more robust in this context. What they basically do is a neural network recognizes the speech. So this is nothing but being human, the data and specific patterns, and then transmits the data through layers of network such that they provide accurate results each time AI faces the same problem. So ideally what I recognize from my experience, because I have worked closely with many IT companies over the several years, have seen machine learning in action in several organizations, have spoken to people who are in the process of learning machine learning, as well as who are training deep learning and machine learning. So it's more of developing algorithms, more of developing knowledge bases, more of replicating the work of the brain that happens, the mapping of the mind processes, learning psychological processes, which all create a huge solid database, which is the foundation of this particular learning. So this is now intuitively being used as technology progresses. It is coming out of classrooms, it is coming out of the IT companies, and it's seeing the day, the light of the day. It's seeing practical applications. Now, what are these practical applications? Of course, chatbot is based on AI and deep learning. So, the chatbot technology is an emerging tool which brands can leverage for promotions from the specific perspective of marketing. Now, as we know, we are not going to digress a lot from our basic purpose. Basic purpose being realizing how to make marketing better on social media channels. So we will restrict our discussion of AI, deep learning and chatbots majorly to the marketing purposes on our social media channels. So as users become aware of the benefits of this technology, the chatbots are increasingly becoming prominent as the best form of online engagement between users and brands. Now what's happening is, as brands grow, as they diversify, there is a huge number of tasks that need to be done to engage the wide variety of users online. So it's humanly impossible to cater to so many people at the same time. It would need an army of people to cater to each and every query, each and every response that needs to be given. So chatbots here, I would say, would come to the rescue of such brands, where some of the chat applications can perform query resolutions, they can address certain concerns, they can raise certain escalation tickets, they can in fact do the bookings in some cases, and a wide variety of applications. So all these basically are, you know, looked forward to as support mechanisms by the users. So real-time support, interactive support is being provided also with the help of deep learning and AI. It seems like it's a human being who's creating that or providing that support. So let's look at a few methods that demonstrate in a robust fashion the application of chatbots in the realm of social media marketing. So this is a quick smart art which enlists these particular applications. We will have a detailed discussion in the forthcoming slides for the same. So the first thing is seamless integration and automation, one which I just spoke about. The next thing is attracting traffic from social media. So there are mechanisms and methodologies which allow the chatbots to do the same on the social media platforms, driving traffic from there to the landing pages on the website. Adaptability and robustness is another feature which is now being infused in this technology, as well as scalable access to information. So the various areas where these can scale up to. The first one that is being discussed in detail is seamless integration and automation. So the powerful technology of chatbots is proving to be extremely helpful to integrate the user's complete profile at one platform that can be seamlessly accessed. So this is extremely important. This is extremely critical that we understand how this technology fits into our future needs and requirements. Well, a high amount of automation of diverse tasks is also possible with chatbots. Now, as we know, with the growth of AI, with the growth of knowledge bases, human work is being replaced, in fact, and will be replaced more and more, and thus There will be no need of human operators because it won't be humanly possible to cater to a wide range of requirements. So chatbots will automatically do those kind of works. Some of these aspects include provision of updates to users, friends and members of the family, checking of emails, information retrieval and scheduling of appointments. So these are a vast range of tasks that are being thought of to be done by chatbots, are being done by some chatbots along with a long list which I had mentioned in a previous slide. Again, from the context of seamless integration, brands have to visualize the benefits of having an automated chatbot that allows them to conduct business even when they are offline. So now the message given from the statement is the technology is already present. It's in its nascent or infant stage, but it is already present. Now, if you need to leverage the technology to the fullest, you have to create clear articulation. You have to develop powerful approaches. You have to design effective strategies to make this technology work to its fullest. So what ideally is desired is a platform that works 24/7, works as and when required. Okay, so chatbots can become that mechanism which can truly create effectiveness for brands. The next point here is chatbots have been designed in a manner that they will automatically decide the reason for the call from a customer and automatically respond. So this is the level of intelligence that the human society is moving into. So technology in many cases is making life simpler for the people who represent the brands. The next point is attracting traffic from social media. Now this has actually elicited a huge amount of discussion in the past. So chatbots are basically instrumental in generating an exponential amount of traffic flow through the backlinks to the websites. Now how is this basically done? This is done like they might invite people, they might elicit information, they might flash a link, they might run a contest in the on the social media sites. So there might be a lot of attractive images which also invite people to visit the site. There might be chats which might also hint at benefits accrued from visiting the site. So thus a critical advantage is that users no longer have to enter text into separate fields when conducting an activity on the web or when they are shopping online. A lot of these things are currently being taken up by chatbots, and the entire technology will seamlessly move later. In this context, the increasing potential of chatbots means the end for the need to have a separate app or a site. So simplification and unification would be taking, would be coming up. Instead, businesses will be able to offer products and services directly using established messenger services, as we see, which are available currently on Facebook and a few other sites. Thus, it will offer an intimate and engaging experience for users. So users don't have to go to 10 different places. The experience will be seamless. They will quickly move to the sites. On the sites as well, there might be support through chatbots, and the clearing process, the check-in and the clearing payment process will be seamless and simpler. The next application of chatbots is the adaptability and the robustness that they present. So basically, adaptability is nothing but the kind of flexibility that a technology offers. So as by now, through the detailed discussion that has happened in the previous slides, we have acknowledged or we have come to recognize that chatbot is extremely flexible and it's effective that in the fact that it's robust. So these two characteristics, they basically help the chatbots to spread across the diverse social media channels. So we can place them in strategic locations and they can perform a lot of engagement related activities. Bots thus allow users to engage with them in terms of transactional engagements, in terms of customer service and content utilization, plus a wide plethora of activities. With bots, it is now possible for users to receive information. So bots automatically, without human intervention, send information, ask queries, the chatbots, and even transact with the help of the chatbot instead of using social media as a portal. So social media comes about as a one-stop solution. And in fact, you can then move quickly and transact on the sites. So platforms like LinkedIn and Facebook, which have the data of users, will be able to provide solutions based on what is shared and uploaded with the help of bots. So bots have now, you can say, created a kind of uniform platform, a universal platform to help people. Studies conducted recently specify that a huge percentage of users expect real-time responses from brands. Now, of course, when it comes to social media, the time that people hang about over there is quite limited, albeit although they are there for a long time, but they will not remain on one page or one platform. They will keep moving. Same is true about a website. So the response time needs to be extremely quick, because as you are aware of, we are moving from 4G. In a matter of years, we will be in the fifth generation, which will provide us faster downloads, more efficient infrastructure. So naturally, the expectations of customers from social media will increase exponentially. Of course, they prefer customer support from social media, which is par excellence and much above or better than the telephone or other conventional mechanisms. Now, the next point that we'll be discussing is the scalable access to information. So brands basically are rapidly, as we know this, of course, they are adopting futuristic practices like chatbots, where all members and teams will be leveraging the power of these chatbots to enhance customer support and streamline the basic activities. So of course, as this grows, it will become more scalable. It will become available to the diverse channels. Brands are also equipped with the capability of sending customized messages like feedback requests after transaction has been conducted, or sales confirmations if it is an e-commerce brand. So customer in fact feels supported in every step that they are doing, okay, online. Bots can also help set up customer service related messages and support the internal team and better serve the needs of the users. So this is how end-to-end support can be envisioned with the use of chatbots. Now, in this pictorial representation, we see the various other applications, the benefits for business, one being the purchase process simplification, a guiding in the purchase process whenever required, personalized services provided through a personalized chat window, service integration opportunity too. So various services, various things available online can be integrated, can be unified, resource saving. So a human being is ideally not required here as technology is growing and becoming more intelligent. User experience improvement, so sending of feedback forms, receiving things, asking of queries, all these functionalities, and customer care improvement. So being present 24/7, caring for the customer is what can be a benefit from the chatbots. So after having a detailed discussion about the chatbot technology, let us move to the next one, which is the interactive media. So the next biggest trend which has emerged and will become extremely popular is that of interactive media. I'm sure many of you might have witnessed this on several social media marketing channels. This concept is the structured combination or amalgamation, that is the coming together of social media, including the integration of images, graphics, electronic text and sound in an electronically virtual environment. So it's still in its infancy. It's not a very old technology. It's just a few years old, but this is now making waves, and it is actually seen as the thing that will stay in the future. So let's discuss more about this. So as you can see, with this particular interactive media, things are becoming more interesting, and of course a deep impact is going to be seen on the users, on the different media channels, as it is said to have an immersive effect on the efforts that are conducted for the content marketing. So interactive media tends to be more engaging, more immersive. Now, immersive in the simplest the meaning is that the user is completely engaged, completely immersed or drowned in that particular experience. So such is the power of interactive media. Brands need to understand the mechanics behind user engagement, and one of the important elements is the power to engage people or immerse people, and that power is shown, or that potential is shown, by interactive media. I'm sure some of the current GIFs that are created on WhatsApp, or the stickers that are there, or the 3D, if you've seen certain nowadays, there is 3D GIFs which have come. So these are, you can say, the initial forms of this particular interactive media. And of course, it's going to just grow. Studies have proven that displays with images of faces of contestants are far more effective than no images. So there should be some amount of images, some amount of, you can say, product related matter, which is in the visual form, which will actually produce a better effect. A key lesson that can be learned here is that for many brands, much of their time is devoted to content development. So if this content development is done in a simple yet effective manner, considering the needs of today's audience, I believe that we are going to look at something wonderful that is going to happen in the future in terms of the content being shared on the social media sites. So the brands basically focus on diverse online experiences to provide users what they are looking for online. The follow-through is lacking, as we know, in many places. It's seen as a poorly represented content. It's not complete. It's still in its infancy. As a result, only a small portion of potential audience is available for this stellar content. As I've said, interactive media is still in its infancy. People are making experiments to make it popular. So in the coming years, in the future, it will seem pretty wonderful and very immersive as well. So brands need to basically create a promotion strategy for its social media offerings and include critical elements of interactive content. So the content should not just be very plain, because otherwise that is probably seen as boring. So when I was interacting with a few people in my training sessions prior to writing the book, now this particular interaction was with people who were quite new to the industry. They were just the FTs, or the first time engineers, the first time management students, right fresh out of college. So I asked them certain opinions about social media while I was writing this particular chapter. I requested them about their views. It was a survey of sorts. Now when this survey was being conducted, I observed that people now want simple, yet something which is quite attractive or eye-catching as when it comes to media or the content. They don't want just the plain stuff with a lot of words or paragraphs. They want it to be as interactive as possible so that they are able to, immerse in the experience, and that's where interactive content comes into picture. So additionally, there's endless opportunity for reaching new people with organic sharing possibilities on social platforms. Now, as you know, social platforms, they themselves are places which are completely full of images, especially platforms like Instagram, platforms like Facebook, platforms like YouTube. So these are the places where immersive media can definitely work, interactive media. Also, the other places, such as Delicious or Dig or Twitter, can also use some of these features to make their platforms as interesting as the ones that I had mentioned before. Once the users are on the website, they can finish the competition and are presented additional content that retains them on the website. So, as brands, we need to understand that interactive media not just offers value to content that we are sharing on social media channels, but also on the websites that we own. So if a brand has a website, for example, in the 7th chapter, we looked at Neuromind, which has a dedicated website. So what if Neuromind could go ahead and create interactive content and media, not just on social media channels, but also on the websites? Wouldn't that be wonderful on their website? So what happens is, if a person is going to avail any service from them, they are immediately attracted. So if it's offering a bouquet of 8 or 10 services, they would definitely go ahead and avail of one. The interactive media therefore drives the user's comments, the reactions, and shares on the posts that are infused with interactive content, and are able to showcase the effectiveness of this tactic, which drives engagement with the audience. So this is an extremely important endeavor that can be carried out. Apart from competitions and quizzes, another significant piece of interactive content, social media content, is the videos. So we all know by now how we can use videos to make our content attractive. So videos can be embedded in WhatsApp, they can be embedded on LinkedIn, the same goes true for Facebook. So we can make use of the YouTube videos that are already created by several people and have them embedded along with our content. Now this will provide a great impact to the observers or the people who are the online audiences. In fact, a lot of experts in the social media industry believe that users expect more video-based promotions from brands. So going back to the discussion that I had with the young people who were inducted into the industry while their training was happening, they also were of the belief that content can be brought to life with the help of videos. So if there is a video which talks about your product or endorses your services, it is the most powerful testimonial that you have in your hands. In fact, today, majority, whether it's an individual who's reaping the benefits of social media as a brand, or a medium-sized one, or a giant like a General Motors or a BMW, all have their testimonial videos which have been carefully put on YouTube. Now we are going to move to the third technology. We are going to, after a discussion about interactive media, we are going to look at AR, or augmented reality, which is set to shape the future of social media. Now friends, when we talk about augmented basically is an enriched virtual form of the 3D world that we see, or of the reality. Now this enriched and virtual form, this artificial form, is needed, is important when it comes to viewing things in a 2D world. As we understand, when we look at our mobile screens, or we browse on a desktop, it's all in two dimensions. So what if the colors could come out alive? If you are looking at an apparel, how would it fit on the body of a real model who's actually walking or turning and twisting? Okay, so these things, if there is a blazer, a suit which is worn by a model, how would it look back to front, sideways? All this can probably be a part of the augmented reality. So to understand the role of augmented reality in social media environment, we first need to become aware of what this is. So what I've done is I've just given you a brief primer about what it is. Along with the visuals also come the audiovisuals, the sensations. So majority of our senses, if involved in a virtual experience, lead to augmented reality. And as you can see, this environment actually encompasses or it includes multiple or a wide variety of senses. The first one being the visual, which is the use of the eyes, the auditory, which is the use of the ears, the sense-based, which is the haptic. Now, haptics, some people are, you know, aware of haptics, the vibrations that happen in a mobile phone for certain applications. The somatosensory, which is a combination of senses and spaces, as well as the olfactory, which is the sense which we derive through our nose or the sense of smell. So these are some ways in which the natural world can be invited to be a part of our virtual platforms. And hence we call it as an augmented experience or an improved reality. So with the help of advanced AR technologies, the augmented reality technologies, the information about the environment of the user becomes highly interactive and modified in a digital fashion. So wouldn't it be wonderful if you are able see a product in action, feel it in a virtual sense, and then make a decision to purchase it. So information about the environment and its objects is overlaid, you know, on the real world. So there are layers of virtual reality which are being put. So some of us are aware of virtual reality. We know about the virtual reality VR goggles. Some of us in certain malls and other places have done virtual skiing, virtual biking and other things. So this is quite similar in functionality. So AR provides a berth to completely new target markets and blurs the lines between digital and real. So this is what I meant when I said that the real world is invited into the 2D digital world, which makes it complete. So in the future, there are exciting things that are going to happen with brands focusing on creating lively environments for the users so that they can interact with the brands in a better manner and be immersed with this experience. So let us now focus on the use of augmented reality in social media and digital marketing strategies. So some research studies indicate that the market is a humongous, a huge market in terms of its spread, its scalability, as well as its economics. So it would exceed a whopping $117.4 billion by just the year 2022. So in a matter of about 3 to 4 years, this technology will not only mature, but it will grow phenomenally. Currently, the major application of this sort of reality is mostly connected to cell phones that already account for the largest share. So it's very simple because the mediums that are used nowadays to access the social media channels is majorly cell phones. So cell phones as a device are mobile and they're simple to use, and the internet connectivity is also wonderful when people are moving around. So cell phones are the ones which would have maximum, they would reap out of this particular functionality or technology. Now, when we talk about the channels that we have discussed, the social media platforms or channels, the first thing, the first channel that is the most prominent one, Facebook, is in the process of currently assessing, or as is written, analyzing the metrics that would create a better connection with AR technology. So Facebook, the Facebook programmers, the people in the IT aspect of Facebook are already discovering how to connect the dots. They're already thinking of linking this with the Facebook website as well as the app. Metrics and techniques are being developed whereby the online audiences would be capable of engaging with or learning about an online offering by AR. So AR is one particular technology which I am extremely excited about because of its immersive effect and the kind of total engagement which brings the rich characteristics of the real world into the virtual world, thus blurring the lines between them.